It is mid-December, and we're at a lovely place, the Cog Hill Golf and Country Club. And out here on the range where there is a recent addition, and to tell us more about what's happening here is General Manager Troy Newport. And Troy, it's always fun to see people hitting golf balls in December in Chicago outside.
It is. As we've had a really great introduction to the Top Tracer technology here. And we're very excited about seeing it begin in the winter and then obviously continue in the spring. But right now we've had some nice days and we've seen that people are really enjoying the system and then using the system.
Well, you got some decent weather today. It almost hit 50 degrees. The sun was out, and it seems like when golfers get a chance to go outside and hit the golf ball, they will always do that. You know, there's some great indoor domes and other simulator facilities around town, but anytime you can get outside and really watch that ball flight, it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, there's always a conversation about indoor versus outdoor and which is better to give lessons or work on your game. But, you know, having given lessons earlier in my career, I always like to watch the ball flight. I think a lot of golfers like to watch the ball flight. They can watch it two ways now. Watch it in real flight and out onto the driving range, and also on Top Tracer, which shows the curve of the ball, the height of the golf ball, their ball speed, a lot of statistics that people like to see nowadays. So I think this is a great way for people to get some off-season work in.
Well, if people have heard that name, Top Tracer, or at least they're familiar with Top Golf, they might know a little bit about it. But if somebody's coming out here and says, yeah, I really don't know how that thing works, what's it going to do for me?
Yeah, what I tell people is when you watch the PGA Tour or the LPGA Tour on television, you see them hit a shot, and you see the golf ball kind of being traced with a line that shows the actual shot and how it actually flew. And that's what you'll get to do here with Top Tracer. So in addition to seeing that flight, it's going to also track all those statistics we talked about. And there's we found some golfers that really like, there's a little game or a kind of a mode that's set up. It's called My Practice. Allows you to pick what club you're hitting. Actually, when you hit that club, all the stats show up, go to the next club. And then if you're using the app, which is an app for an iPhone and for the Android, you actually can record all that information, go back and look at it, and compare it to your next practice session. So it's going to be really useful for all those real golf geeks who love to hit their ball and make sure that they know they record what they've done. But it's also going to be fun because there's virtual golf. There's a way to play a game, a scramble with your buddies. There's a long drive contest, which we know people are going to love. A chance to see how far you hit it within a grid, just like the long drive tournaments that you see. So lots of things to do here. We think in the future we'll do leagues and that type of thing as well. So we're very excited about it.
And you've got heated hitting bays, and how many of those?
21 bays altogether, all of them heated, and all of them have Top Tracer. So we've been busy. We've had some days when we've had all those bays full. But typically this time of year you can come out and you can find a place to hit.
And as Frank Jemsek always likes to remind us and wants us to remind people, you've got two golf courses that are open all year.
Yeah, we do. And actually, until the next snowfall, number two, is the Ravines is still open. And then, of course, 1 and 3 are open all winter. And we had some golfers today. So I just moved to the Chicago market not too long ago. But I do remember from when I was in Indiana that the Chicago golfers are they're hardy folks. They'll come out and play in some less than desirable weather. Golf courses will be open.
And we understand that one of the great Chicago winter golf events is coming up here in less than a month on the first weekend in January, the Eskimo Open.
Yeah, I've heard some great stories about this. I've not been out there myself, but I would love to. I'm looking forward to seeing it because we have people who play in it every year, and they say it doesn't matter what the weather is, we're going to sign up. So that sign up and all the sign-ups are always available on our website.